The Greater Washington Government Contractor Awards honor many of the individuals and businesses in the region's government contracting sector. The awards, sponsored by the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce, celebrate high-achieving individuals and companies for their performance and contribution to the government contracting industry. Between now and November 5th, Federal News Radio is interviewing the finalists for this year's GovCon Awards. Coming up first now, Mark Chichester is the president of Atlas Research and joins me with more on his nomination. Mr. Chichester, great to have you on.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
All right, so your company is, well, let me give it the short form. It's a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business, and also you are in the contracting field. Tell us a little bit more about what the company does.
Yeah, we are a public sector management consulting firm with capabilities and clients that span the federal health sector. We are especially well known and regarded for our work with VA and increasingly with Health and Human Services. Our expertise really revolves around health systems and priority populations across the VA and HHS markets, and we've been at it since 2008 when we formed the company.
So give us a couple of examples of contracts that you have in place now or projects you're doing that would exemplify what it is that you do.
Right. So you're probably, and listeners are probably aware of some of the challenges that the Department of Veterans Affairs has come to face.
Yeah, we've heard about them.
Years. Yeah, you've heard a little bit about that. So, you know, we've had teams deployed to facilities, meaning hospitals and such, across the VA healthcare system. You know, sort of post Phoenix, assessing what's going on the ground and helping the VA undertake, you know, the most dramatic and critical transformation since its formation. And so, you know, we are unique in that we hold contracts at both the central office and national level on some of the higher priority strategic initiatives, but we also work at the regional and at the facility level, literally having touch on the providers that provide care to veterans and right on out to folks who actually work with homeless veterans. We are one of the national centers to end veteran homeless, largest vendors, supporting a number of their leading projects to end veteran homelessness. And we're proud to say we've had a hand in reducing veteran homelessness over the past few years by something on the order of 35%.
So places like the Veterans Affairs, other agencies, HUD, HHS, as you named earlier, they have problems on, or challenges, let's say, on two different areas. One is policy development and what's the best way to do a program. And they have operations problems, like VA can't get a hospital finished within budget out there in Colorado and so forth. So the idea and the policy is finished, they just can't execute. Do you tend to concentrate more on the execution of policy or in policy development so that policies have a better chance of working when they do get implemented?
Well, we actually like to think of our work as really spanning the entire spectrum of needs of the agency. So we'll be involved from the early stages when a problem or issue is identified with assessment and evaluation, piloting, offering recommendations, developing pilots to deploy those, and then actually involved downstream in the evaluation of those. So we actually work up and down the chain. And are quite comfortable and versed, you know, spanning that entire continuum.
We're speaking with Mark Chichester. He's the president and founder of Atlas Research, one of the GovCon Award finalists for 2015. And so as a company in the $25 million sales range, how does a company your size compete with, say, the big five or seven consultancies that have gigantic federal contracts and footprints almost in every agency?
Well, you know, contrary to sort of emerging conventional wisdom that it's that scale is what gets you to wins and to profitability, our sense is that the agility that comes from being small, especially when you have the kind of uncertainty that's sort of you know, been the norm across the government contracting sector over the past several years. The agility that comes with being small, to be able to literally turn on a dime and respond to new requirements is something that, you know, we're uniquely capable to do, of doing, not just because we're small, but also because we're capable. We've got a really talented staff. We know the agency, and we're able to partner with our clients and offer them solutions not based on sort of cookie cutter or templated solutions that we've built up in a library over 20 years, but, you know, things that are in real time responsive to the needs that they have. And so we actually count our size and the ability to be nimble as a distinct advantage when wedded with the depth of capability and expertise that we bring to the table.
And earlier you mentioned helping on the homelessness issue, which has been a big challenge for HUD and VA working together. That's something they've done since early in the Obama administration. When you are brought on by, say, VA to work with homelessness, what is your deliverable?
Well, we provide consulting services. One of the projects that we're most proud of is an initiative called the 25 Cities Initiative, where in the 25 cities where the challenges around veteran homelessness are most daunting, we've partnered with a number of non-government agencies on the ground in those cities, and the local government agencies and VA and HUD, to go in and provide, planning and support and in a really sort of data-driven kind of way to identify homeless veterans and those at risk of being homeless, and then bringing all of those stakeholders to bear around proven solutions for community collaboration. That's one example. We've also been heavily involved in supportive employment programs, training at VA facilities, and enabling the VA to address, you know, one of the real sort of the best predictors for homelessness is that lack of ability to gain employment and to be engaged in a meaningful way in society. So, we've got teams of consultants that partner across government and non-government community partners to develop those solutions.
And while agility and the ability to have deep knowledge in specific areas is important to a company your size, as you mentioned, everybody has to have a vehicle strategy, so the government has somewhere to easily contract with you. What is your contracting vehicle strategy been?
Well, it's interesting. We started the firm, and Ryung Tsa is my partner and the CEO here at Atlas. When we started the company, we'd come out of, and Ryung in particular, the commercial consulting space, and so we didn't have a real appreciation for, certifications like the service disabled distinction or contract vehicles, and so we didn't lean too heavily on our service disabled status earlier on. We later learned that our clients, when they found that we were a veteran owned business, really appreciated the ability to reach us that way. And then over the course of the past several years, we've accumulated a number of vehicles in both VA and HHS, and our GSA MOBUS has been another very productive schedule for vehicle for us. And there are a number of others that we're looking at across government that will increasingly come into play in both VA and HHS, where we expect to play. But I think we have something on the order of 24 access to 24 vehicles right now. I think slightly more than half of those is prime. And it's really a diverse range of vehicles. Some of those we sit on as a small business contract holder, and others, we hold those full and open. And so it's a diverse and growing mix of vehicles to which we have access.
And from your point of view, does the government seem to be leaning mostly on firm fixed price for consulting services, or is it still maybe time and materials or some other methodology other than firm fixed price?
Yeah, we're seeing mostly firm fixed price. I mean, we're occasionally seeing awards on some of the vehicles where you've got a mixed bag according to whatever the specific requirement might be on an IDIQ or a BPA, but we're seeing that there tends to be and continues to be a preference for fixed-price contracts.
All right. Mark Chichester is the president of Atlas Research and a finalist for the 2015 GovCon Awards. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.